Okay, we continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Mechira, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, Chapter 3, Law 11. Yesterday we introduced the concept of Kinyan Agav, where you can acquire movable objects that are on top of land or associated with land and not necessarily on top of the land. And once you make a Kinyan on the land, the metaltalin, the movable objects, get thrown into the thing. So you don't even have to pick up the movable object. The simple cases where there's a movable object on the land, and you do something to acquire the land, you get the movable object. Of course, you have to pay for the movable object, but you didn't have to make an extra kinyan on it. We also said even if that metaltalin is in another place, and you verbalize, I want to be kona the metaltalin through the land, you get that as well. And then we talked about, can two people purchase it, one with the land and one with that? Now we're coming to, we've dealt with land, specifically with metaltalin. Now we're going to take other items, and can we apply this rule of kinyan agav in other situations? And that's halacha yud aleph. How about if you're going to buy land and slaves at the same time? What is the status of a Canaanite slave, and how will this work? So the Rambam says, "Hamakne avodim v'karkos kechad." You want with one kinyan to acquire Canaanite slaves and land. Now, there's two possibilities: either you're going to make a kinyan on the land and try to acquire the slave, or you're going to try to make a kinyan on the slave and acquire the land. Let's try both possibilities and see how they would fare. So let's say hechzik b'avodim. Let's say the person makes a chazakah on the slave. Well, you obviously made a proper kinyan on the slave, you get the slave, but lo kona kakos, you don't get the land. Why don't you get the land? Well, the Gemara over there discusses, the question is, what is the status of slaves? Because in some areas, they're compared to land. Avodim hukash lo karkos, but in other aspects, they're not exactly like land. They also, land can never move, but a slave can move. So that's the, how do we look at slaves riding a kinyan? Do we look at them as movable object or as a piece of land? Well, the Gemara says either way it won't help. Because if they're like a movable object, so you make a kinyan, there's no such thing as making a kinyan on a movable object and acquiring land. It's the reverse. You acquire the land, you get the movable object. So if it makes a kinyan in the slave, and if the slave's a movable object, you can't get the land with the slave. Now, if the servant is land, well, you can't acquire land through a kinyan on land either. Ah, you're going to ask me a question we learned with Adam, that if a person has 10 fields, and if you make a chazak on one field, you get the other 9 fields, how does that happen? Well, there's a different svara, because all the land shares the common denominator of being connected to planet Earth. So it's like one whole thing. It all eventually is rooted in planet Earth. Okay? But a slave does not have that natural aspect of a planet Earth piece of land. So therefore, you can't acquire land through a servant. Even if the servant was like land, it still would not work. So either way, a kinyan on the slave will not effectuate a kinyan on the land, either way you look at the slave. Now let's reverse it now. How about to make a kinyan on the land? Can you get the slave? Hechzik b'karkos, make a kinyan on the land. You don't get the slaves either. Even only if they're standing in the land. If they're on the land, then you can do it. But that's still not enough. Even though he says, even though the seller says you will buy the servant through the land, okay, where that would work. Remember, for metaltalin, other metaltalin, it works even if the other metaltalin aren't even on the land. But he's saying, even if you say that, lokane will not acquire it, achia besocha, unless the servant is in the land. Okay, now, they have to be in the land and won't have outside. Why? How is it different? Why, if I want to get a watch, if the watch is somewhere else, I can acquire it through the land even though it's not on the land? Why the servant? Because the servant can move around, and therefore he has to be in the property. So the kana atchiyu besocha she'evin mahalach adas asu. He cannot acquire the servant unless he is in the land, because he's different than a regular inanimate metalplin who can move.
Say the same thing with livestock.
What?
You say the same thing with livestock.
But they don't have free will to move.
They're not. They don't. They don't. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't seem to say that by them. We'll have to see when we get to Behemoth.
Don't stay where you want them.
But they're okay. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what we're gonna how it's different.
Is this Kinyan Agav we're talking about?
Yeah, we're on Halacha. We just finished Halacha Yud Aleph.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Does the slave have to be domiciled on the land, or just physically on the land at that point when you acquire it?
On the land.
Physically on the land.
He doesn't have to live in that on that.
He's owned by this guy. He's sitting on the land, or standing on the land. He has to be inside the property. Okay, because they're called movable property, because they have their own free will, and they can really move a lot. All right? Even if they're considered like land, they're considered like movable land, as it were. So they're different than typical.
With animals, maybe they've got their stuff there, like they just... That's where this situation
doesn't.
Animals where
I don't know.
The Gemara in Kedushin explains this at length, and it says that all you have to do is just have the slave on the
land.
That's it.
Okay, Yud Beis. Hamakna avodim umetaltlin kechad. Now, okay, so we've done land and slaves. Now we're going to do slaves and metaltlin at the same time. A slave and a watch, let's say, or a slave and a basket. So you want to acquire both at the same time. So let's look at the two scenarios. Let's say made a kinyan mishicha, he pulled the movable object. Well, no thanks. Lo kana avanim. You're not going to acquire the slave, because again, you can never start a kinyan agav with metaltlin. Doesn't matter what you've considered a slave, as metaltlin or a land, you can't start a kinyan agav with metaltlin. Okay. What if hechzik b'avodim? What if you made a kinyan in the servant now? Lo kana metal, you also don't acquire the movable objects. And the simple reason is because that, even if you want to say a servant is like land, that's not the same land as we brought the proof from the Gemara with King Yehoshaphat. Well, remember we said it was fortified cities and gold and silver and stuff like that. So we wouldn't exactly call a servant a fortified city. So by holding on to the servant, it's not enough to make a kinyan agav on the servant to be treated such like land. Unless, elam ken hoya matatla agava evid, unless the movable object was on top of the servant, because then the servant's considered like the chotzer. Let's say he's wearing a hat, and you're selling the hat. But there's also another very important criteria, for who also, one more thing has to happen. Shia kafus, the servant has to be tied up, because now he can't be moving. If he's tied up and he's not able to move, then he's not a chotzer mehaleches. He's not a moving.
He is a chotzer mehaleches.
He's not, because if he's tied up, he's not mehaleches.
Right.
If he's not tied up, then it wouldn't work. Shereini yochalech, because now he's not able to move. Some add that he also has to be sleeping on top of that, but not everybody agrees with that. So therefore that becomes the status of a servant. A tied up servant, you can be coin if you're coin of the servant, you can coin of whatever else you want to sell that is on top of the servant. So now let's take another example now. How about an animal and utensils are an animal? How about you want to buy a horse or a cow and a horse and its saddle? It's a sale on two items. So what do we do there? So it's gonna basically be the same thing as with the avodim. Yud Gimel. Hamakna behema v'kelim shal gaba kech. A person wants to acquire the animal and the utensils that are on top of the animal at the same time with one kinyan. Afal pi shemoshecha behema ukena. Even though he pulled the animal, and that's a proper kinyan on the animal, lo kana hakelim shaleha. You do not acquire the utensils that are upon the animal. Ad she'agbio yimshecha kelim atzvam. Unless you lift up or pull those utensils themselves. He may dark and lock beam if they're not the types of things that can be lifted up. Notice you must make a separate kinyan on those items. Why? Because here we go, my friend Mark. Shabahema kachotzer misalechasi, because the behema is also considered like a moving chotzer. Ve'ein mashu basochel koner lebalam. Whatever's inside is not acquired by the owner. Lafikach, however, therefore, will come out the same thing as we said before as well. Im hoisa behema kafusa. If you tie up the animal. then kanaf kelim shalai, you can acquire the utensils that are upon the animal. That's exactly like the servant. Okay, so far we've been talking about where you want to acquire both items, and if you make a kinyan on the the baser item, it's possible maybe to acquire both of them under certain circumstances. Halacha Yidalit has a very interesting scenario. What if you want to make a kinyan on the thing that's on the bottom, but not to acquire the thing on the bottom, but only to acquire the thing on the top? Okay, let's say you don't want the animal, but you want the saddle. So what if I make a kinyan on the animal to acquire the saddle, but not the animal? So says the Rambam, Amar lo amakne, if the one who wants to give or sell the item says to the buyer, Mishoich behema, pull the animal, uknei chelim shalai, and thereby you will acquire only the utensils on it and not the animal at all. What do you think?
Yes, good.
You think yes?
No.
Hoil v'lo hitna la gufa behema, since he is not selling him the animal itself, afal pisha mishoicha, even though he pulled the animal, and even though v'hi kfusa, even though it's tied up, it had everything we had before, lo kana kelim shalai, you do not acquire the utensils upon it, until you pull the utensils themselves, because you have to have that. Now, here the difference is that kinyan agav only works if you acquire the thing. It's agav,
the land. Too,
in other words, you can acquire the thing on top if you've acquired the thing on the bottom. Since you haven't acquired the thing on the bottom, you haven't really done anything to the thing on top. When you've acquired the thing on the bottom, then the thing on top gets dragged along with the thing on the bottom. But if you're doing something to the bottom with no intent of doing the thing on the bottom, and you haven't really done anything to the thing on the top, then you do not get to acquire it.
Can you get rid of the bottom like we got rid of the piece of the driveway or something like that? Wow. Yesterday when you said that square foot of driveway that
you were selling that, then you can give it back afterwards. But he did sell that piece of land.
Right.
He did sell it. Here you didn't sell the animal.
So could you sell the animal and immediately sell it back again?
You could always do that if you want. You want to sell the animals and then tell them to sell it back to you. You could do that. Okay, now the next two halachas is very interesting. We're going to deal with a flower pot. Or any kind of pot
with a hole in it,
some vegetable or fruits or whatever is growing in it, and the pot has a hole in it. Now there's two different statuses of flower pots. A flower pot without a hole, the entire flower pot and everything inside of it is considered metaltalin, the movable object, has no connection to the earth at all. A flower pot that has a hole, I don't know what modern science has to say about it, biology and what are botanists. But the halacha is a flower pot with a hole, it's considered that which is in the pot that's growing is connected to the ground, and the soil and the fruit or vegetable is considered like a piece of karka, like land. Even though you could technically move the whole thing, it doesn't matter. When there's a hole in it, the halacha is it is nurturing from the ground and has a status of ground. So it comes out like this. A flower pot with a hole, there are two distinct halachas involved with this flower pot. The pot itself, the earthenware, whatever material, is the pot alone is metaltalin, is a movable object. The soil and what's growing in it is a status of karka. So now, let's think of a situation. Let's say there's two fellows. One guy owns the flower pot, and one guy owns the soil and the thing that's growing out of it. And one is going to want to sell one to the other, so the one guy will get the whole thing. Can it be done, and what would have to happen for that to happen? So, hoya otzitz nakuf, you have a pot that's got a hole in it. Le'echad, one of them owns the pot. V'hoya asroim shvolacher, and the earth and the seeds and the plant that's growing belongs to another fellow. So now, hikna ha'otzitz lebal hasroim, if the guy with the pot wants to sell his pot to the guy with the land, so what would the guy with the land have to do? Kaven Shemashach, once he pulls the flower pot itself or picks it up, kana, he acquires it, right? Because It's a movable object. So what's a kinyan for movable object? So lifting or pulling. Let's say it's a heavy pot. So he pulls it. He's acquired that. What about the reverse? What if hikna hazroim lebal ha'atzitz? What if the guy who owns the soil wants to sell his soil to the guy with the flower pot? What does the guy with the flower pot have to do? Well, if he just pulls the flower pot, lo kana, he hasn't acquired it. Why? Because land is not acquired by moving it.
Well, you can't move this.
You can't move land. Even if you could move this land, there's no such kinyan by land. And you have to use one of the three kinyanim that work for land. So lo kana, he doesn't acquire the land and the seeds in that at sheyachzik bizroy matzum until he does something or any other proper kinyan that works for land. Okay, that was very logical. Okay, now let's try another situation. How about tezayin, same flower pot. Let's say the flower pot and the stuff inside belongs to one guy. He wants to sell the whole kit and caboodle to the other guy. So by definition, as much as you want to, you know, argue or not, he is selling him two separate things. You know, go in the store here, it's one thing, and they're only going to charge you. The Home and Garden Center charges you for one potted plant. In halacha, there are two separate items being sold.
If it has a hole.
It's the hole. It's the land and the pot. So now, what kind of kinyan would have to be made to sell the entire, both parts, to who is over there? So let's see. So if v'hikna kol la'acher v'hichsik be'otzitz, what if the guy grabs on to the pot in order liknos hazroim, in order to buy the seeds? All he wants is the seeds. So I'll buy the seeds from you and the sand. I'll buy all that from you. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to lift up the pot. So guess what? Af ha'atzitz lo kona. He doesn't even get the pot. Okay? Because...
He's up with nothing.
Right? He doesn't get anything. Because this was a chazaka. I'm sorry. Chazaka with the atzitz. Not lifting the atzitz. He did a work on the pot. Let's say he made a little... painted the... put a little whatever, he fixed up the pot. So that would be a chazaka on metaltalin, which is not a good kinyan for metaltalin. He was figuring maybe he was making a kinyan for the land, but no, he did it to the pot, even though he wanted to get the land. Now if he would have dug a little bit in the ground of the thing, then he would acquire that.
That's the next case.
But he wanted to get this rent, but he did something to the pot, so he doesn't even get the land. He doesn't get, because he didn't anything to the land. The pot is there. He didn't do a proper kinyan with the pot. One second. Hechzik bazroim. What if he makes a chazaka into the seeds, into the ground? He digs a little bit. Then guess what? Kana ha'atzitz. He also gets the pot. Why does he get the pot? Kinyan agav. Because he made a kinyan on the ground, on the land, and now whatever's on the land, he gets a kinyan there. That's obviously he wants to buy both of them.
Yes,
so that's the case. Wants to buy both, he gets them. And now the Rambam finally, sometimes he does this after we've already learned everything about it, then he gives us the golden rule. That would have been helpful if we'd have the golden rule before we started.
Yeah.
And this is what we have learned in the Gemara. This is the phrase, the catchphrase. Nechasim she'ein lahem achrayis. Nechasim.
Lands, property?
Well, assets.
Okay.
That don't have achrayis. What's achrayis? Accountable liability. Or things that are dependable. In other words, if you make a loan, what's going to be the achrayis on it? Usually it's land. You want to collect from land. The collateral is land. It's usually not going to be another movable thing. It's not called achrayis. It's called nechasim she'ein lahem achrayis. Because, you know, you don't guarantee you're going to have it. If you have it on land, I lent you $1,000. What's the collateral? A watch. Okay, but watch can get lost, can move around, something happens. But a piece of land is never going to move around. So the land is called Yeshlem Achrayis. It's dependable. It's an accountable liability. So we say like this. So property that does not have this, that means metaltalin, movable objects, nikdin, they could be acquired im nechasim sheyeshlem achrayis, with assets that do have the achrayis, a.k.a. land, through the kinyan agav. So now the Rambam, for the first time, explains to you the rule of kinyan agav that we've been working on since halacha ches. That's the rule. So that's why with the pot and the same thing, if you get the land of the flower pot, that's the nechasim sheyesh lamachrayis. You could be koina, you can buy the flower pot, which is nechasim sheein lamachrayis. And ASA says, shazroim, because the seeds and the earth, shebaot seeds in the pot, nokuv, that has a hole in it, zruim and earth, is considered like they're planted in the ground. Anything that's connected to the land, hareyuk karkas, like land, kamoshu bearnu, as we already explained. Yeah?
So if I go to Angelo's and I'm buying a shrub, and let's say it's just loose roots, it's just sitting there to be sold, have I acquired that halachically? Like, how do I actually buy a shrub that's sort of sitting on the ground?
What is it in, a pot? Or what?
Maybe not.
Well, that's even better.
So you're saying in a little bag? It's in like maybe. The roots or in like a bag?
I'm saying it's even better than a pot, no? Yeah.
You can do it with kesef, right? You can buy it.
You'd have to acquire it in the three ways that you acquire land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
Picking it
one
up.
Of them, one of them
picking
was,
it up won't do it.
But one of them
dragging
was
it won't
painful.
Do it.
Wasn't painful what? One of the ways to acquire?
In a place where you don't have to have a shtar.
Shtar.
So I guess in these places you don't have to have a shtar.
Yeah,
so then money would shtar. Work.
So can I just clarify one thing about the part of the hole in it? I presume it doesn't have to be sitting on ground in order to be considered ground. It can sit on the table.
I
it's still ground even
I would
though.
I believe so.
Okay, it's just strange because it's not can't possibly getting nutrients from the ground when it's sitting on the
this
table.
Part of the thing with hydroponics that you don't say borei pri on a mug.
I don't. They'd have to learn more in Hilchos Rim for that. Okay, Yud Zayin. So now that we're on the topic of things that are its own entity of vegetation, whatever. So let's pick a different example, not the flower pot. Kfar Bayan already explained, Shekol ha'omed li botzer, something that is ready to be harvested or plucked off of the vine or whatever. Kibotzer dam, it's already considered like it's already plucked off. In other words, you have ripe grapes, let's say, apples, whatever, and it doesn't need to nurture anymore from the ground. They're ready to be harvested. So what's the status of an apple on a tree? Is it the status of karka, or is it the status of metaltolin? So we'd say like this, if it's unripe and still has to grow from the ground, then it's karka. The apple is karka. It's part of the karka that it's nurturing from, no worse than a pot with a hole in it.
Right.
Much better than that. If it is fully ripe and being on the tree does nothing for it, then that apple has a status of metaltolin, movable object, even though it is connected to the ground, but you don't need it. It's getting
it's
no nurturing
yeah,
from it at all. That's the point. So now he says, Shekol omid li botzer kebotzer dami, something that's ready to be harvested. It's like it's harvested. Vena nikna, how can you acquire an apple that's on a tree? Well, it is what metaltolin now. So by me just, you know, improving the quality of the apple, let's say spraying some bug repellent away from the apple, that would be a chazaka, and that wouldn't work because that apple is metaphlin. So the only way you could do it is elabagba, by lifting it up or plucking it off the tree and lifting it up. Obishar dvarim shikimah, or any other method that metaltolim can be acquired, right? But the obvious one for food like that would be just lifting it up,
yeah,
because it has a status of metaltolin. Yes?
Right. If you have soil in a pot with a hole in it, and there's no flower, there's no plant, just soil.
It's connected to the ground with a hole in the pot.
But you're not nurturing the soil. The soil is just...
It's a piece of earth. You want to buy what's in the pot, you're buying a piece of earth.
And that's more like getting nurtured. Oh,
it's connected to the earth.
It doesn't have to be nurtured. It's just like... I'm just comparing that to the apple on the tree.
It's connected.
It's connected. Now, so take it, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm a little off topic.
Okay, let's do one more. We'll finish the pair. Okay, yeah? So now we'll take this idea and come with a very interesting knetch. Yudchas, pishton, flax. Kishu mechuber lekarka. Let's say flax is attached to the ground. However, v'yovesh, it's totally dry, which means, shenetzorch lekarka, it does not need the land anymore. Flax that's dry, as far as we're concerned, it has a halachic status as if it's been plucked off. It has a status of metaltolim, a movable object. So now let's see what the seller tells the guy. The seller says, for Amrlo, he says, so he wants to sell him everything. The seller wants him the land, the flax, and everything. So what could you do to acquire it? Well, simple thing is, buy the land.
Can you not go?
Buy the land, do something to fix up the land. So you figure maybe you have to dig the land or something. Well, there's a simpler thing you can do. Farmali says, Yapeli Karka Kosher. He says, okay, beautify my land in any way, and you'll make a chazak in the land, that way you'll acquire everything. Ukenei Kol Mashal, you'll acquire everything that's in it. So he's saying, I want to make a Kenyan Agav. Now just go do something to improve the land. Now look what you could do to improve the land. Very simple thing. Kaven Shetolish Kosher, once he plucks off any amount of flax from the land, Konakol, he acquires everything. Why? Based on this snai. Why? Because once you already remove flax that doesn't have to be on the ground, you're already improving the quality of the ground by removing the flax that is already no longer needed on the ground. Okay? So that was when the owner said, go improve the land. So he's saying, go make a kinyan in the karka, and thereby you'll get everything else. And removing something that's supposed to be plucked is an improvement on the land. That's if he says acquire the land, and that would be a very easy way to acquire the land. So it's kind of acquiring the land sort of by lifting the metaltalin. That's what's so unique about the case. You're only touching the metaltalin, that flax, but thereby it's improving the land. That's the chop.
But it is a kinyan agav.
But now, and then it works with the agav. So you're making the land be the source of the kinyan, though you didn't even touch the land, but you didn't improve the quality of the land. All right. Now, avolim hiknalo apishna zeh. What if he only wants to sell the flax? He does not want to sell him the land. So he said, b'mechor b'antol. Let's say he sells her, gives it to him. He says, okay, I want to sell you all the flax. All right? So what did he do? He just picked off one piece of flax. So what does he get? Lokon el mashadol. He only gets what he picked off. Because there he's not making a kinyan agav through the land. He's saying, I'm just selling you flax. I'm not selling you the land. So even though I improved the quality of the land, but that's like the case we had before. If you want to make a kinyan agav without selling the land, it doesn't work. But it will work for what? For the one piece of flax you picked off. Because that one piece of flax, you moved. You picked it up. So you only get mashatolish, or you picked it up. But you don't get the rest of the field. So you'd have to pick up every item of flax to whatever you want to buy. You have to pick up. Anything similar to that.